That's possible too. And the thing is, like, you shouldn't be expected to get the news in an hour, especially today, because you're dealing with the news of 8 billion people simultaneously, and you're only hearing the bad stuff. You're hearing the bad stuff about typhoons and fucking hurricanes and a new disease and an animal attack and a lady got ate by a crocodile, and you're just never going to sleep. You're never going to sleep. It's coming at you 24/7 all the time, and some of it's bullshit. And you got to figure out what's what and what's not. And you know, in some ways, you can leave that to other people, but the problem is then some of those people aren't real. And then you find out some of those people are hired government misinformation agents that are designed to push a very specific narrative to get people talking about things online. That's real.
Yeah.
That fucking guy yelling at January 6th, get in, we need to get in there. That's a real guy.
Yeah.
Like, you can watch the video. So either he's crazy or someone paid him to do that.
Right.
And if someone
and
paid
then
him
who
to do
paid
that,
him? Was it Russia? Was it China? Right. Or was it America? Or was it Michael Flynn? Or was it QAnon? And that it's that thing of trying to overwhelm people so they just go like, I don't fucking know.